The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.
This new economy, kingdom of God, has a whole new culture. How do I get from where I was to where I'm going to be now? I've crossed over. I got to start with my mind. When you stop living off of a paycheck system, everything changes. You gotta have guts enough, though, to know, wait a minute, that job is not my sort. Come on, that company is not my sort. And once you do that, God speaks to you in a different way. We've been over here working too hard. You're in the Sabbath. In the Sabbath, you rest. The kingdom of God is not a democracy. It's not a democracy. In other words, you, in the kingdom of God, you don't have to vote in the kingdom of God. And you don't have an opinion in the kingdom of God. So we're not talking about you giving your opinion as to what you think. Once it's in the Word of God and God speaks it as a command, He doesn't need your opinion of it. Come on now. Now, this is very important because what has happened is there's something been drifting in the church, and it's been coming from the world. See, the world is pretty much without God. I better start right there. Let's put it up there. Let's put up the Ephesians chapter 2, please. Look what he says in verse 11. Wherefore, remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. Now, notice what he's saying. That at that time, you were aliens, he said, from the commonwealth of Israel. Commonwealth. Communwealth. Commonwealth. That in the kingdom, it's a commonwealth. It's wealth put up that are available for people who are in that kingdom. Are y'all with me here? So put that scripture back up again. He said, and strangers from the covenants of promise. Now, this covenants of promise, the promises that God made to Abraham, they were strangers. When we were Gentiles, before we knew God, we were strangers from those covenants. We didn't know God. So when you don't know God, how are you going to take advantage of the things of God? And God's got a lot of things. Now, let's start at the beginning. Let me just see what happened here. So here is Jesus. How did all this start? Where did it start? Let's go back to the beginning. Let's go back to Genesis chapter 1 again. And over in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, he said, and God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness and let them have dominion. Over what? The fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, and over what else? Over all the earth. So man was designed to dominate or govern this earth, the whole earth. And then he says over in verse 28, he said, and God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. So now God give man this dominion. Now, after that, God takes this man and he makes him like himself. In other words, he made him in his own image and likeness. So image means exact duplicate of kind. Say that. Exact duplicate of kind. So God made you just like him. Okay? Now, in chapter 2, God gives Adam something to do. And look what he says in chapter 2 and verse 19. He says this, and out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them to Adam to see what he would name them, call them. And whatsoever Adam called them, every living creature, that was the name thereof. So whatever he called them, that was it. Now, where did he get the names from? Where did he get the names from? Come on, help. He got them from God, because he and God were not two. Well, how many were there? They were just one. So he's downloading from God. As he needs it, he just downloads it from God. All right. Now, here is this same man, and now this picture of this man, Lord have mercy, this man has got now insight. He's got knowledge of something. But without God, he lacks that connection, so he doesn't have insight to things. Because whatever he named them, God said, that's right, that's just right. Name the next, that's just right. So he didn't have this trial and error, if you will. He just named them. He just spoke it, and that was the name thereof. But once man got separated from God, he was in trouble. So this man would name things and do things right. He'd do them right. And the Bible says, Matthew 6:33, this is Jesus teaching, seek ye first what? The kingdom of God and his righteousness, and what'll happen? All these what? Things will be added unto you. Now, because of Adam's sin, the devil came to Eve and tempted Eve. This is in Genesis chapter 3. Came to Eve and tempted Eve. And once he tempted Eve, he told Eve that you are lacking something. He said, God knows the day you eat of this tree, you'll be like God. Question, was she like God already? Absolutely. She was the exact duplicate of kind. So the enemy's job is to come to you and tell you you're missing something. But the thing of it is, you're not missing it. It's just not manifested yet. So what did she do? She ate of it thinking that she was missing something, so she's going to help out the household. And then he ate, and then the whole earth fell. Now, the whole earth fell. Now they don't even know God. Now, Jesus came to restore that. Jesus came to put them back in a relationship with God, so that God there and God again could be one. Now, I was reading somewhere in a book of encyclopedia, and it was talking about Dr. George Washington Carver. How many of you ever heard of him before? He was a scientist. He was at Tuskegee University, or Tuskegee Institute at that time. And he was also an agriculturalist, or whatever they call it. And he also was an inventor. So he said he'd go into his laboratory, which they call God's little workshop, and he'd close the door. He said once he closed that door, God would begin to talk to him, and he would begin to show him things like how to take the peanut apart and put it back together. But here's the expression he used. I never have to grope for answers. Now, I had to look up the word grope, G-R-O-P-E. And the word grope means to search by feeling in the dark. To search by feeling in the dark. So now there was no groping. He didn't have to search by feeling in the dark. You know yourself. You turn all the lights out in here and it gets pitch black. I mean, you can't see anything. There's no light coming from anywhere. Now, you were asked to go from here to there and back to the door or whatever. Now you got to feel your way because you're groping. He didn't have to grope. The answer, he just knew it. Come on, he just knew it. Now, watch this scripture. Look at Ephesians then, in Ephesians and chapter 1. And look at verse 17 and 18 in the Amplified translation. For always, I always pray to God of our Lord Jesus Christ, that Father of glory, the Father of glory, that he may grant to you spirit of wisdom and revelation, of insight into mysteries and secrets, in the deep and intimate knowledge of him. Watch. And having the eyes of your heart flooded with what?
Life.
Eyes of your heart flooded with what?
Life.
So that you can what? Know and understand and hope the hope to which he has called you. Now, he is saying that you are not, once you come into the kingdom, you don't have to have trial and error any longer. You don't have to grope in the dark any longer. Because once you come into the kingdom, God reveals to you, Lord have mercy, you don't have to grope in the dark. You can come over to the light. Now, I'm saying that because you may have a problem that you need to fix. For example, go over to John chapter 6, please. He says in verse 5, let's just start there. And Jesus then lifted up his eyes, and he saw a great company come to him. And he said to Philip, where can we buy bread that these may eat? And he said this to prove him, for he himself, what? Knew what he would do. So isn't it interesting that when Jesus had a concern, a problem, or whatever have you, he just knew what he would do. That he didn't have to grope for answers. That the answer is right there with the problem. Lord have mercy. Now, I'm saying this because what we've done is we've had dark knowledge. In other words, Lord have mercy, I'm going to preach now. He said, seek ye first what? The kingdom of God and his what? Righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. See, it was never meant for you to run after money. It was meant for money to run after you. Now, the reason why it's not is because of righteousness. See, righteousness means right standing with God. See, it can't operate unless it's right. So, let's say a car. Here's a car. Years ago, old T model, didn't even have a good, didn't even have anything in it. I mean, they didn't have electric windows. And so you had to wind that rascal up yourself. Pretty soon electric windows came. But cars then went from kerosene to gasoline. Then they went to low lead. And then they went on, and now they're introducing electric cars. And pretty soon, they're going to probably introduce cars that run on water. And then they're going to go on cars that run on air. Why? Because they're being made right. See, right is how God intended for it to be. That's what righteousness, take the isness off of it and just say right. It's not right. You are right standing with God. You are right. Now, what I'm saying is this, is that when you have a financial problem, are you doing what's right? See, if you're borrowing money, if you're going out begging, if you're going out, he's saying this is not right. He's saying, I got a way to take care of your need in the kingdom without you having to go and work two jobs, because that's not right. Are y'all with me here? Now, I want you to see it because this is a principle I'm trying to get over to you that is very, very key because I'm teaching you basically how to live in this new economy. Because once you get born again, now you're placed over here and you're called the righteousness of God. Now, what we got to do is get your mind over here because the mind has to be retrained because it's still over here trying to operate like this. So when I tell you something and I say, hey, you can have your mortgage paid off by December 31st. You say, wait a minute, that's a 30-year mortgage. That was a 30-year mortgage over here. But over here in the Commonwealth, you can get it paid off right now. Issue of a debt back in 2 Kings chapter 4, she cried to the man of God. She said, wait a minute, they're about to take my kids here and they're about to do something with them. She said, what do I do? He said, what do you got in your house? Now notice what he's going to do. He's about to get her to pay off off a debt that her husband didn't pay off and left them in debt and he died, and she's about to pay off that debt, and you know the creditor's right at the door because he's about to take the kid. But she got that debt. I don't know how much it was, but it doesn't make any difference how much it is. The only thing you need to do is find out what's right. See, once you find out what's right and you believe the word of God in what's right, you can solve any financial problem overnight. 24 hours. It doesn't make any difference. Now, this is very important because the church has been going along and kind of thinking like the world. And the reason we have is because we were trained in it. But I'm saying thank God for that, for you getting some things and so forth. But he never intended for you to get it that way. He intended for you to do what's right. And what's right is he's got all the goods that you need. He's got every, come on now, he's got every, folks, let me tell you, when you stop living off of a paycheck system, everything changes. Everything changes. See, you got to have guts enough, though, to know, wait a minute, that job is not my source. Come on, that company is not my source. And once you do that, God speaks to you in a different way. Because what you got to do is understand that he has already worked it out. He has already done it. Look what it says in Hebrews and chapter 4 and verse 9, please. In Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 9, there remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. Say rest.
Rest.
Say rest three times.
Rest.
He said, and next, he said, and he that is entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own what? Works. As God did from his. Next verse, please. So let us labor, therefore, to enter where? Into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. Who was that? The people in the wilderness. They didn't believe God's word. Look what it says. Let me show an example of that rest. Look at Jesus. Let's go to Luke chapter 5, please. Over in Luke chapter 5, here is Peter, and he's fishing. He's a fisherman by trade, so he's fishing. And look what he said in verse 1. He said, and it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret, talking about Jesus. Now, he came to show you how to get that need met without another job. And he saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them, and they were washing their nets. Watch this. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and he prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now, he's giving them the word. Say word.
Word.
He's giving them the word. Now, the word is the key to the supernatural. He's giving them the word. And now, when he had left speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a what?
Draw.
And when Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have what? Toil all night. Now, what system is he working in with the toil? Is he working in the world system or in the kingdom system? And there is no toil in the kingdom system. See, he doesn't want you to grope. He doesn't want you. You were never meant to age this fast. Toil is designed to make you age. When you worried about stuff, it'll put wrinkles on your face. When you'll be surprised, half of the blood pressure in America will, the high blood pressure will leave when the provisions get there. I mean, if people had more than enough provision, all the high blood pressure, all the sugar, all that mess, watch that stuff will clear up like I don't know what. Why? Because they're anxious about nothing anymore. I'm gonna preach this thing. You gonna get this? See, we've been over here working too hard. I'm not saying don't work, but you work on another level. You see, think about it. She was talking about this baby. Now, what happened with this baby? She said they would go over and say scriptures. Say scriptures at home, say scriptures. I've got the write-up from her. She said there's a scripture in every room they had. What were they doing? Letting the word do the work. See, they were letting the word do the work. You can let the word do the work in your house. You can just say, come on, you need a job. Let the word do the work. He is is saying you're in the Sabbath. In the Sabbath, you rest. In the Sabbath, I do the work. Jesus said, it's not me, I'm the Word, but it's my Father in me. He's going to do the work. Now, you can't work and say you're going to rest and work and be anxious. Glory to God. Let me get this right. You got to know that whatever situation you got, God has a way out of it. But you can't get the way in fear. Fear attaches you to death. And the law of sin and death works from Satan. The spirit of life of Christ Jesus connects you with Jesus. So here's Peter. So look, put it back up there again. So he jumps out, and see, Peter answered and said, Master, we have toiled all night and taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I'm going to let down the net. And when he had done this, he closed a great multitude of fishes and the net break. Question, what time of day was it? In the middle of the day. Now, no, you don't fish that time in the middle of the day. It doesn't make any difference. When you got the word at work, you can do it anytime. He'll prosper you anytime. He'll pay your debt anytime. He don't care whether there's an economy, if drought is on, he doesn't care what it is. He'll take it and pay it off. Now, what I told people, I said, well, why don't you declare that your car will be paid off by December 31st? That's what I told people. Well, I don't know about that, Pastor. I don't know. I said, you don't know about anything. You're coming from a system over there that you've been programmed that you're going to take 4 and 5 years to pay this car off. I'm just telling you, change system. You over here, now call things that be not, Lord have mercy. The supernatural is easier than the natural. All you got to do, get the word of God and start saying it. Just get it and start saying it. If you got a situation, get the word on it, start saying it. And watch something start happening in the spirit. Listen what God said. Now, you've been made just like God. Am I right about it? Light be 16 billion miles of universe in 24 hours. And he made you like him. I worked it, folks. I said, I command this in the name of Jesus. All them notes and so forth. I said, and I put them on the table and spoke to them. I said, if Jesus can speak to a storm, I can speak to them storm of debts that I got right there. I command. See, a lot of times we don't want to come out of this comfort zone. You gotta let that go. God is ready to do something big for you. He made you to dominate the earth, not to be dominated. Say amen. I don't have anything against you paying the debt. You can pay them as long as you want. I'm telling you, there's another way you can live. And I'm going to teach you that way to live. And before I'm finished with you, you're going to be convinced of it that I'm going to live that way. Say amen to that. Folks, it's nothing like buying cash. Something happens to you when you can buy cash. Say amen. And people think they can just buy a vacuum cleaner. I ain't talking about no vacuum cleaner. I'm talking about a vacuum cleaner company. I'm talking about big stuff. Why? Because we're in a commonwealth. The money appropriated for everything. See, Lord have mercy. You're representing God, but you're not representing God of the wealth. You're representing God with the wealth. This new economy. Kingdom of God has a whole new culture. How do I get from where I was to where I'm going to be now? I've crossed over. I got to start with my mind. When you stop living off of a paycheck system, everything changes. You got to have guts enough, though, to know, wait a minute, that job is not my sort. Come on, that company is not my sort. And once you do that, God speaks to you in a different way. We've been over here working too hard. You're in the Sabbath. In the Sabbath, you rest.
The eyes of your understanding will open
when you renew your mind to believe and speak the Word of God that will release unlimited provision and the perfect rest. In Pastor Winston's powerful life-changing teaching, The New Economy. To order on CD or DVD, contact us online at billwinston.org or by phone at 1-800-711-9327.
Today's teaching is The New Economy. Now, this is part of a two-disc series. Now, in this powerful message, I'm emphasizing that God calls the church to do work that will require provision. So it's important to remember this. Because the born-again believer is a citizen of the kingdom of God, they live in a new economy with access to every provision that's needed to finish the work of God and the wisdom to solve any problem. In Matthew 6:33, it says this. This is the Amplified translation. But seek, aim, and strive after, first of all, the kingdom and His righteousness, His way of doing and being right. Then all these things taken together will be given to you besides. Now, in the new economy, you don't run after provision. Provision comes after you. Praise the Lord. Now, that's a whole new concept that I want you to get because it's a powerful teaching. He said, the blessing of the Lord brings wealth and it adds no sorrow with it, no painful toil and struggle trying to make things happen. This is the new economy. And as a believer, you're living in that economy right now. Praise God. This is Bill Winston. We love you. And until next time, keep walking by faith.
Doctors Bill and Veronica Winston are dedicated to seeing lives changed through the power of prayer. Our loving and highly trained prayer ministers are ready to pray and agree with you. We know that prayer can turn around any situation in your life. We want to thank our partners who have made this prayer call center possible. If you are not a partner, we encourage you to pray about joining us in partnership and be a part of the wonderful work that God is doing through this ministry. We love you and look forward to praying and partnering with you.
The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.